The term is now 5:03. The Warwick Finance Committee is open. May I have a motion for the acceptance of the meetings? Correction, may I have a motion for the acceptance of the meeting, minutes of the meeting for December 19th, 2022?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
We are on to PCR 2-23. Bid number one, 2022-286 Alpha, City of Warwick, gasoline, low sulfur, diesel, ultra-low fuel sulfur, diesel fuel. Good evening, Christie.
Good evening.
Please identify your name, title, and department.
Christie Moretti, Business Manager, Public Works.
Thank you.
Department is requesting to increase the cap on this award $100,000 for the purchases of diesel fuel through the end of the contract that expires April 9th, 2023.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Are there any questions from members of the committee?
No questions.
Okay. Any questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christie.
Good evening.
Christie, what do you have left in your fuel budget right now in this item? They're trying to get the lights on up over us. Either that or they're trying to keep me in the dock, one of the two. I think it's probably the latter.
We have $276,395.40.
$276,000?
Yes.
And that's $276,000 to take you through April 10th? That's not going to be enough money?
No. The cap on the bid is, we don't have enough cap authority to purchase diesel fuel. It's not the budget code.
Got it.
It's the cap on the bid.
Okay. And how much was the, your total bid for this?
The total cap was $850,000 for both diesel and unleaded fuel.
Okay. So what you're looking for is an increase in the cap?
Yes.
And what's the price of fuel today compared to what it was in April? I'm talking about the wholesale cost of fuel plus the 0.044% add-on.
So the, I mean, obviously it fluctuates from day to day. I mean, last April, I'd have to go back and do some research as to what it was last April, but even, you know, 5 months ago, we were paying at least $5 a gallon. Now where it's like $3.30 something. So it has come down substantially, but we've obviously had some very high unexpected bills for fuel.
And are we to assume that the reason you need an increase in this cap is because of the increase in cost of fuel?
Yes. I've been doing this since 2010. I've never asked for an increase in my fuel budget, but this is, I think, the first time I've ever had to increase the cap.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public?
We still can't see.
Please come to the microphone, identify your name.
I don't want to touch it. It's ready now? Okay.
My name's Rick Casella. I live in Ward 1. I got to go through you, right?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, when you buy fuel, do you buy it at the pump or do we have a place that we store it for our own municipal use?
Chrissy?
Public Works has two underground tanks, one for diesel, one for unleaded in the city yard. So we have our own fuel pumps.
So they'll come and fill. So we're buying it at a wholesale price.
Yes.
Okay. And are those tanks adequate enough to hold enough fuel to get you through a quarter?
No. Diesel is 12,000 gallons and the unleaded is 6,000 gallons. And we get a delivery pretty much every week and a half for both products.
So we're going through 12,000? We're topping the tanks every week and a half.
Well, usually, I mean, you know, sometimes we don't let it get down to nothing, but, you know, they'll fill it, you know, 5,000 gallons, 7,000 gallons. It depends on how much it's used.
My question goes to whether or not if we had more storage, would we be able to buy it cheaper? And would it keep? That's another question. How long can you have it sit in a tank? And if we're increasing the cap on our purchase and we don't get there, and that money has been earmarked for that, I'm assuming it'll go back into the general fund and be used elsewhere. But if you had that cap and we didn't use it, would that money be better spent increasing our storage capacity so that we can buy our fuel at a better price when we buy it in a larger amount?
So, Christy, the question would be, to narrow it down, would be, is it cheaper to buy fuel in bulk?
For us, it's cheaper to buy fuel in bulk because we get I get an email every day with the daily price of the oil for Providence is, you know, on the list. And whatever day we get a delivery plus the increment is what we pay per gallon. And then there's the taxes that we have to pay. So for us, you know, we have the two tanks. We don't have anywhere else to put tanks and fuel pumps. And then there's another host of things that goes along with that, which includes, you know, DEM regulations and testing and maintenance. And, you know, so for us, you know, what we have is sufficient but the cap is the cap. It's not, has nothing to do with what's in our budget. Mm-hmm. We're estimating that we're going to need another $100,000 to get us from now until April. And then we'll have a new bid and we'll go from there. But as of right now, the way it's projected out, we don't have enough spending authority to get us there.
And so, and you made a comment earlier that you believe that the price is somewhere between $3 and $4 a gallon right now.
Yeah, it's in the low threes.
Low threes.
We got
okay.
a delivery. I actually just got a bill emailed to me today, but I haven't verified it yet. So I haven't done the math.
Understood.
To pay it, but.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir.
All right, that's good enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions from the public? Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
We are now at the point of the bid package where I will ask the committee, the council, and members of the public of any items that are up for bid that you would like to identify to be discussed. I will start with the committee. Is there any item that you would like to discuss? I'll give it a moment. 2023-129, correct? That is found on page 55. That is traffic street and pole light maintenance repair. That was the request of Councilman Gebhardt. Okay, no problem. All right.
What's that? Is that it?
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all.
Is there anyone from the members of the council that would like to discuss an item in the bid package? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Item number 3. 2022-260, found on page 14.
Thank you.
Items 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, found on pages 26, 32, 38, and 44.
Thank you.
Item number nine, no, I'm sorry, that's not correct. Item number 10, found on page 55. Item number 11, I'm sorry, I didn't call the numbers before, 2023-320, found on page 71. And
I'm sorry, hold on one moment. I'm sorry, Councilman.
Item number 11, 2023-320, found on page 71.
So I apologize. You were, so you wanted, just so we're on the same page, you wanted bid number 3, mobile thermal printers, found on page 14.
Right.
Okay. You also wanted... Item number four, five, six, seven.
5, 6, and 7, correct.
Thank you. And then finally, or what I understand to be finally, you also wanted item bid 2023-320, which is item number 10, which is replace heat AC at Range Road facility, I'm found on page 71.
That's correct. I had an error in my numbering up above. I also wanted held out item number 9, 2023-129, found on page 55.
Yes, Councilman. Councilman Gebhardt.
Oh, okay.
Pull that away, so we'll discuss it at that time. Thank you.
All right.
All set, Councilman?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the council that would like to discuss an item in the bid package? Are there any members of the public that would like to discuss an item in the bid package? Any members from the public? Thank you. We'll begin with... We'll just go in order of the bid package. We will begin with bid 2022-260, mobile thermal printers. This is found on page 14. Good evening, Major. If I could ask you to identify yourself, to title and department.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan, Warwick Police Department.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
Major, in your position paper for this request, in the second paragraph, you state that they agreed to extend bid 2022-260 for one additional year with the same pricing, terms, and agreements. The current pricing is at $7,500, if I read this correctly, and you're asking for an increase of $9,000. And I don't understand how that's working out if there's no increase in pricing.
It's an increase to $9,000 for the next bid year. So the current bid expires at $7,500, will expire shortly. So it's for the next bid year, the $9,000. So we're essentially going up $1,500 for the next year.
So you're looking for this to take effect on March 26th? In the amount of $9,000 as opposed to $7,500?
That's correct. We have about $725 remaining in the bid balance. So it was a little bit close, so we just wanted a little bit more spending authority leeway.
So in fact, you're only looking for a contract increase of $1,500. Not $9,000.
No. So the $7,500 is the current bid year, which expires in the end of March.
Okay.
This would be an extension for another year, but with added spending authority.
Okay. So you want to extend the contract for an additional year and increase the spending authority to $9,000?
For $9,000 for the next year.
Right.
Yes.
And the reason, because you're running tight right now on the $7,500?
Yes, sir. So until end of March, we have about $700 and some odd in the bid balance, which we can make do with until then. So that's why we're asking for $1,500 more than we did this current bid year.
And this is this for hardware or software or...
So for the actual, it's a printers that are mounted in the police cruisers that are required by the state to issue traffic citations.
Okay. So is it for hardware or software?
It's for the actual printers themselves. Okay. And some of the minor accessories associated with them.
Mm-hmm. And also in the first paragraph of your position paper, you state that you had gone out to bid for these items and you did receive a bid, which you reviewed and rejected. And I don't see that bid in the binder, and I'm curious as to why it was not included in the binder and how much that bid was for.
I do have a copy if you'd like to have a copy.
Please.
So just to clarify, that was it's for a different manufactured printer, which we had rejected last year also because we were concerned about the compatibility of it. Yes, sir. Yes.
Is this the copy that you gave me, Major, is that from the bid that you had received?
That should be from the one.
This is the one that you rejected?
The one and only bid we received from our recent request for bids.
And this is the one that you rejected?
Yes. We also rejected it last year at this time because of it's a different printer than we use currently. And we're concerned about the compatibility. We don't want to get ourselves into a one-year contract and find out the equipment's not going to work with our computers.
Is it something that perhaps you should look into to see if those printers are compatible?
Yeah, I asked our radio technician and who handles these items, and he was not too confident. There's other issues too, such as the brackets that hold them in place. So beyond the printer itself, it may require hardware that holds it in place within the cruiser and various wiring, et cetera. The pricing, if I do recall, because I gave you the sheet, it's pretty similar, give or take a couple of dollars on any given item with the current bid that we have in place.
For this bid right here, it looks like with the wiring kit and the AC power adapter, including the thermal printer, you're somewhere in the vicinity of about $400. What is the price per unit from Mobile Thermal Printers? And I'm asking this because I don't believe my colleagues have this information in front of them that I have right now.
So you want to know the price from Howard?
Yes.
Yes. So it's... if you want to go down the line on the sheet you have, I can tell you my prices versus...
Okay, the thermal printer, they're...
$294 on my end.
Okay. And on the DC wiring kit?
$30.
And on the power adapter?
$55.
Okay. That's a big help, Major. Thank you. I agree with you. There are... It's minimal differences... And for those reasons that you said you would prefer to stay with what you have, makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Next, we will go to item number 4, bid 2023-195 Alpha. Security system monitoring and maintenance. That is found on page 26. This is requested by Councilman Lattiser. Solicitor, I have a quick question if you don't mind. On my notes, could these be discussed as one bid or should they be treated as separate bids? Could they be discussed as one is what my question is.
Given that they're related in nature, they're just segmented for in case something would need to be done. It can be discussed as a collective if everybody wants to.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Lattisor. I'm sorry, Councilman. Christy, if you could identify yourself, department and title.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Christy, just a couple of really simple questions. So recently we had a problem with one of our vendors not being paid in a timely manner. And the reasoning was bills were being mailed to a department that normally didn't get the bills, et cetera, et cetera. And my understanding is that has been corrected now. As a matter of fact, I confirmed today that that payment has gone out. So when I'm looking at Section A as an example, it says invoice direct invoice directly to Department of Public Works, other areas to the Water Department, et cetera, et cetera. Are all of these department heads now aware and on the lookout that these invoices will be coming directly to them?
This bid has always been this way, but it's been this way for a while where the departments get billed directly.
So has the Water Department, as an example, the invoice directly to 99 Veterans and Memorial Drive, cost to you, you're already aware of, those invoices that are being mailed to those other departments, are those department heads aware of the fact that invoices will be mailed to them?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's not that long ago in the past when I was very supportive of doing one-year bids versus two-year, three-year bids. I was also very supportive and instrumental in passing guidelines, if you will, that we didn't do two or three vendors. And things have changed. The business environment and climate has changed. Availability of product has changed. Pricings have changed. And with that said, I'm asking if it would be better if on these monitoring bids, if we didn't, in this case, look for a two-year or a three-year bid versus a one-year bid and locking in on the numbers we have now, because quite frankly, I think it's a waste of time to come back to us every year for a $456 bid or a $655 bid, et cetera. And I preface my comments to eliminate, further discussion. Well, that's what you wanted to do. So I kind of took that out of the picture. So my question is, would it make sense for us to, on these items, look to a two-year or a three-year bid holding in these numbers?
I can look into doing that the next time that this bid is due to be advertised, but collectively with all the departments, this bid award is over $20,000. So, I can certainly put it out for 2 years next time, but this bid is, it's already been advertised and we're here just to award. We've got one vendor, so.
And is the reason that we can't look into it now because it's coming to us so late? It's supposed to be renewed on the 13th, which means we should have known about it in November.
Right. And I was actually out on medical leave for about 5 weeks, and I have somebody new that training, and it's, I'm only one person, so I do the mm-hmm. best I can. All the other departments, I guess, had to wait for Public Works to send the bid over. So unfortunately, yes, it is coming late, but it has nothing to do with it. It would have been 1 year regardless. And at this point, it was advertised only for 1 year. I can't go back to the vendor now and say you're going to hold your prices for 2 years.
Why can't you?
Because the
bid all I can do is say no.
The bid was only advertised for 1 year. I can't amend this for 2 years right now because I don't know that the vendor would even be amenable to a 2 year bid at these prices.
And if we were to hold it till the next meeting, that would mean your contract would expire. Is that
correct?
Where you're going next?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it appears that given all the extenuating circumstances, there's nothing that we can do about this. But I think perhaps going forward, particularly with, you know, a small amount of monies that are involved in these, not just yours, but these others, where they're basically all the same vendor for the same purpose, you know, we probably should start taking a new look at these things for a longer term if we can lock those prices in. Thank you, Chairman. And that's the same question, Chairman, I had for the other items. So we can just forget about those, you know, those other items. You know, I think that I'm kind of clear with it at this particular point.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. What I'll do is, for the record, because they were requested, I will, when I ask the council, committee, and public for any questions, I will...
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. So, we don't have to hold this bid for Christie to make a phone call to the vendor and ask them if they could hold this for us for 2 years. Christie, is that something that you could do? We can approve this or move to approve this. And would you be willing to contact the vendor and ask them if they can hold this price for us for 2 years?
Sure.
Is that something that would work for us?
That would be fine by me.
I'll direct it to the solicitor.
Solicitor? I apologize, solicitor. So you're saying we approve this here, she can call the vendor, and therefore she can probably come back with next year with the same pricing.
I have some concerns that would circumvent the procurement process. So out of an abundance of caution, I would respectfully suggest not to pursue that path due to the fact that we're in the middle of a procurement that it was published, responded to, and if you're negotiating after the fact, it's not in that process. So respectfully, I would say, out of sensitivity to that, I'd say maybe it's best to pursue that on a future procurement at a later date.
So what would be the downside to doing it?
Be violating state procurement law.
Do what, please?
It could violate. I'm not saying it would. It may run afoul of the state procurement process. It would be thrown out after.
Yeah. And okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the indulgence.
Thank you, Councilman. So if there are any questions by members of the committee on bids 4 through 7. Are there any questions, further questions from the council for bids 4 through 7, which is the same contract, different departments? Are there any questions from members of the public on bids 4 through 7? Items 4 through 7. Thank you. So, Councilman Lattiser, just so your time is respected and your requests are respected, we're moving on to item number 9. Your answers have been questioned. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Bid 2023-129, traffic and street pole light maintenance and repair. Good evening, Christy. Please identify.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you so much. Councilman Gebhardt.
Hi, Christy. Thanks on this one. So I know we just expired our contract with the vendor that we had for the first kind of period of having the LED streetlights, and now we're off on our own with a new vendor. Could you just give me some background on this particular one? Is this a new issue, or like was it known before we went into the process with the new vendor? And are we gonna, like, when you have other larger repairs or upgrades, are you gonna come back on this bid every time to add to it, or are we going to draw down on the balance for the year? Just help me understand.
So this request that we're making on this for this particular bid is not for streetlights. It's actually for two traffic lights. There's one at the parking garage on Jefferson Boulevard and one further down Jefferson Boulevard for Weathersfield Commons. The one at the parking garage may have been struck by lightning at some point. It goes into failure quite often and the whole box needs to be replaced. However, they can take some of the parts from that box and fix the light down at Weathersfield Commons so that one doesn't fail. So essentially, we're getting two lights fixed, two traffic lights fixed for the $18,510.
Got it. So the budget code for this encompasses traffic and streetlights. Okay.
So the initial, just for clarification, the initial contract award was $50,000. $30,000 of that was for streetlight maintenance. The balance of it was for streetlights, pole lights, field lights, that kind of thing. Because it would exhaust what we have available right now, we're specifically asking to increase to accommodate this repair.
Okay. Got it. And then for other like standard repairs, like for instance in the storm, a number of these streetlights, like I know we're jumping between streetlights and traffic lights, but a number of streetlights I saw kind of knocked down or damaged or whatever. You don't have to come to us for each of those repairs. Is that just happens under the contract?
Yes, we have $30,000 of spending authority to do the streetlights. If we come close to that cap, obviously we'll come back to the council and request additional spending authority from our budget code, but right now I've only seen a handful of bills and they're probably not even $500.
Okay, got it. All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from other members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Christy, when did this major malfunction occur?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't have that information. It was brought to my attention, and the quote is dated December 14th. So at some point within the last month, well, probably within the last 2 months, I would say probably is when it was determined that it needed to be replaced.
And this says it's to replace the inoperable light at the TF Green Interlink parking garage. Does that parking garage belong to the city, or does it belong to the state, or belong to the airport?
Not sure who the parking garage belongs to. It does not belong to the city of Warwick. However, the traffic light does.
The traffic light belongs to the city of Warwick?
Yes.
Okay, because my next question was, why isn't the airport or the state paying for it? Is that a state road there?
No.
It's not. Okay. And I know you indicate over here essentially repairing two lights for the cost of one full box replacement. What's the difference? You have a base quote here and you have an alternate quote. And I see the comparable items from the alternate quote on the base quote, but additional items in the base quote beyond the alternate quote. So why are you going with the alternate quote the base quote versus the alternate quote? Is that because of those components that you need for the second light?
Well, if we go with the alternate pricing and that, there's no guarantee that that will fix the problem at the parking garage light.
Okay.
It's kind of a shot in the dark. And it won't fix the one at Weathersfield. So we decided it was in our best interest to go with the base quote and get both lights fixed so they're functioning properly.
Okay, so you'll have both lights fixed for $18,500 versus fixing one for $11,600.
Yes.
Okay. And how old is that light?
At the parking garage?
Uh-huh.
It's as old as the parking garages. It was installed when they built it. I'm not sure how old the garage is, though.
Then there's no warranties on them that we're aware of?
Not to my knowledge.
Did we check?
It was installed by the state, and they handed it over to the city of Warwick at the time it was installed. I don't have any of that information.
So the state put the light in and then gave it to us to be responsible for?
Correct.
Oh, how nice. You know, we're so grateful for that. All right. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions to bid 2023-320 from the council? Are there any questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 2-23? Who requested that? Did I? Oh, my correction. All right, so let me back up. I said any further questions when I asked the public for 2023-129. That was traffic street poll. So I'll go through the council again. Any further questions on 2023-129?
So I have a question. It's less about the bid and more about the practical nature of things. Because I have a light where it's a state road. It needs repairs. Well, more specifically, it just needs to be untangled. And in that instance, are all these lights our problem now that the state put them in, or just certain ones?
The city is only responsible for certain traffic lights, and we are responsible for certain traffic lights on state roads. You know, I can tell you specifically the one on Warwick Avenue at Kylie and the Warwick Housing Authority do belong to the city of Warwick. But, you know, the ones at Sandy Lane, the ones at Hoxie Fall Corners are not ours. So, if there's an issue, we can certainly reach out to DOT and ask them to, they do have their own crew that goes out and does that. So we can ask them to fix whatever the issue is, if you want to send us an email.
No, yeah, that'd be perfect, because we got a light facing the wrong way in Pontiac.
That's certainly a problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, Councilman.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman.
Chrissy, just would you be able, and I don't know if this is a monumental lift or not, but you just made a point that, honestly, I wasn't quite aware of, that there's some lights the city has responsibility for and some they don't. Would it be possible to provide all of us with a list of the lights that the city is responsible for? Because as Councilman Sinapi just indicated, I'm sure we all have the same problem. Kylie is in my ward, and that light's always a problem. But yet, you know, I don't, most cases don't know who to contact about the light. So, you know, I might call a grid or something like that. Would you be able to get us that list?
I can try to put something together, but also if there's any issues, you know, if it's not a light that we maintain, we can certainly reach out to DOT for you and get them on it. They work very well with us.
So it might be easier for you if we just put a call on you guys and say, hey, we got a light out at Kylie and Warwick Avenue.
Well, that one's ours, but like, and the light at Main and Buttonwoods belongs to the city, but the light at, you know, Buttonwoods and West Shore does not. That's not our light. So, right. You know, if that's a problem, if you want to send us an email, we can certainly reach out to DOT. If you're not sure who it belongs to, I mean, that's not a problem. We can pass the information along.
While we're on Kylie, just quickly, I don't know if it's still that way, but when I went by there last week, as you're heading north on Warwick Avenue, one of the lights was actually turned in the wrong direction. There's like two lights there, and one was actually turned in the wrong direction. So if, you know, someone could just check
We'll look into that. Yeah, it does happen sometimes when it's incredibly windy out
there. It was after the heavy wind.
Yeah, yes. So the gooseneck might be loose or something.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. So once again, any further questions for members of the council on bid 2023-129, members of the public?
Through the chair, Christy, I have a broken
street. Please identify your name, please.
Rick Casella, Warwick, Ward 1. I'm just making a joke. I have a question. You know, can you fix mine too? Councilman Lattisaw's concerns about the cost of repairing street lights or traffic lights that were installed to facilitate proper traffic flow at a state building, the garage. Would it behoove this body then, with your leadership, to request that our state delegation look for more pilot money from the airport so that we'll have the reserve monies necessary to make those repairs? Oh, I haven't heard anything in 5 or 7 years as it pertains to payment in lieu, and with, you know, additional traffic and the other things that are facilitating moving cargo from the airport to the new warehouse. It seems to me that the city should be getting more money from the airport, and that will solve his problem. And it'll probably make it easier for you to hire somebody to answer the calls from the councilman. So that's my question, or my point.
Okay.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Mr. Chairman,
do you mind if I answer this?
Mr. Chairman, out of an abundance of caution, we've deviated a bit from the bid at hand. So I would.
No, I don't know. Okay, thank you.
The comments certainly noted. In
Bid 2023-320, replace heat AC at Range Road facility. This is found on page 71. Christy, just identify yourself again, please.
Christy Moretti, Public Works, Business Manager.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Chairman, thank you. I'm actually all set with that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Please identify yourself once you're at the mic.
My name is Rick Casella. I'm from Ward 1. My question is, the Range Road facility is the firing range, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Ask that question again, please.
Is the Range Road facility that you want to repair the heating at, is that the firing range?
No, it is not.
It is not?
No.
What building is it then?
There's a little house, a little white house, okay, right behind the pool. It's that facility.
And what is that used for?
That is going to be the new home of the building maintenance division.
That little tiny building?
Well, their offices will be there.
Their office space, yes. Very good. Because I think the range should go somewhere else, like underground maybe.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion for PCR 2-23?
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
May I have a motion for the acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on December 19th, 2022?
Move favorable.
Second.
I have a move for favorable. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item number two, PCR 3-23, resolution relative to abatement. Good evening, Neil, if you wouldn't mind identifying yourself.
Certainly. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements for you in the amount of $4,705.60. They're all new exemption applications, but I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Item number three is PCR 147-22, formerly bid 2023-288, food and paper products. Good evening, Director. Just please identify your name, title, and department.
Good evening. Meg Underwood, Director of Senior Services. First of all, I would like to congratulate you all on your re-election to the council. So this bid is for food and paper products for the Senior Center. We had two bidders. The one with the better prices was Delana, which is also a Rhode Island company. We are asking, though, a couple of amendments to it. One is that the entire $14,000, which I'm requesting, be for a year rather than 6 months. The vendor has agreed to that. In the past, we have not asked for annual contracts. They were food product companies were very reluctant to do so because of the fluctuating prices of food. And so I'm requesting that it actually be for a year, January 1 through December 31st, 2023, out of line item 362 or 0400 and in the amount of $14,000.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Director. I'm glad to see that, you know, this bid has come to us in a much different version than the last meeting. I'm happy to see you increase it to a year as opposed to 6 months, and we now have the correct code in here for the drawdown. Given that we're being asked to support a $7,300 bid for food and paper product, I wanted to confirm with you that walk-in cooler at the Pilgrim Center has been repaired, replaced, corrected, whatever needed to be done.
So
I'm sorry. We're speaking. I apologize, Councilman. We're speaking on the bid, and
I know. But we're asking to put $7,300 worth of food somewheres, actually, and I'm asking to make sure that thing was fixed.
Forgive me, Councilman. Actually, the request is now for $14,000.
$14,000.
Because it's gone from 6 months to a year.
It's what, please? So,
because it's gone, initially it was $7,300, which I was requesting for 6 months, but now it's $14,000.
Okay, but I'm going to pause the conversation right now. Solicitor.
Some latitude for adjourning question is allowable in this instance.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilman, continue. Thank you.
Thank you. So, again, the question is, has that walk-in cooler, has it been replaced? I think you were looking for a replacement on that.
That is correct. We were looking for a replacement. It has not been replaced as of.
It has not been replaced yet?
It has not been replaced yet.
Why? This has been going on since June.
Request was made by DPW, not by the senior center itself, although the senior center is paying for it out of a grant. But I'm not responsible for installing the cooler.
So we have, on that cooler, we've received a citation from the Department of Health on the conditions of that cooler.
Correct.
And I believe there were two or three items of problem with the cooler. And that was in June. And here we are 6 months later, maybe 7 months later, and this has not been corrected yet. Are we still using this cooler?
The cooler is still being used, yes.
And has the Department of Health been notified on this?
They have not. They have. They are aware that it will take time to replace the cooler, and they've given us some leeway to get that accomplished.
They've given you how long to do it? Leeway?
They've given us some leeway. They have not given us an exact date, but with the understanding, and actually that was the only violation we had. It was probably the best. The gentleman who inspected our kitchen said it was the best, the cleanest kitchen he had ever seen. So we did pretty well overall, but we are waiting for the new cooler to be installed.
Well, that's really good on the kitchen, and congratulations on that. But
Thank you.
Still have a cooler that is, that is 7 months out and has not been replaced. And my question is, what is the delay on getting this resolved?
Councilman, if you recall, when we brought that request to this body, I believe it was late October, maybe early November, there was a 9 to 12 week lead time just to get the cooler. And then it has to be installed. So they haven't received the cooler yet that was ordered.
You came to us when?
I don't remember exactly, probably late October, early November. Sure. I came back to work in mid-October, so it was after that.
So again, I'm going to interject.
The purpose of why I questioned the question earlier is this is authorization to purchase, so the food's not going to be in there immediately. So the cooler, in my view, understanding what the solicitor said, the cooler is a separate issue. This is authorization to spend. It's the food isn't going to be delivered tomorrow and expect to be put into a freezer. So my concern is that we're going off the rail in the sense of we're talking about a different bid and a different item from the item. We're getting requests for food and paper products.
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, I think we're talking about a related item because you're putting food in a cooler that has been violated by the Department of Health. And
when the food is,
I think it's related.
I can respect what you're saying, but it's not going in the cooler until it's purchased, and we're authorizing a 1 year of purchase. So we're authorizing spending authority for 1 year. So the food's not going to be delivered tomorrow or next week. It can be when the cooler's repaired.
We're storing food in the cooler now, though, right?
I agree, okay. But we're talking about authorizing the food, the authority to spend.
I think there's a significant issue here with this cooler. It was found deficient the second week in June. It wasn't reported to the DPW until I believe it was the first week in July, mm-hmm. or fourth week in July. It wasn't brought to us until October. And here we are now, we're still talking about something that hasn't been corrected. So there's a problem with the process, and that needs to be looked into.
Mr. Chairman?
Solicitor.
Thank you. The latitude was intended to allow the issue to be brought, given attention, but we have to steer clear of addressing any business implication thereafter. So
okay, that's I think I brought the attention to it that we need to bring. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
The time is now 5:55. The Warwick Finance Committee is complete.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee will be the Public Safety Committee. That will start at 6:10. So we will see you back here at 6:10 for the Public Safety Committee.